So one of the things, getting back to tolerability, I was kind of curious. I think I maybe missed that day in med school. What is the difference in terms of these exact agents? And what do we know at this point about, I guess, CNS penetration?
Darolutamide was designed not to penetrate the CNS and, with the expectation that that might translate
Really?
Into a more favorable safety profile.
Wow.
And the non-clinical data supports that in that it has little or no CNS penetration in non-clinical models and also does not bind the GABA receptor, which is thought to be part of the mechanism of CNS side effects of the other agents.
One of the questions obviously is going to be if darolutamide is approved and you have equal access to each of those three agents and you decide you want to use one of them, how's an oncologist going to decide? How are you going to decide? Let's assume the economic, burden is the same. Is it a coin flip? Or do you feel like the efficacy or the tolerability advantage is worth using darolutamide?
So with drugs with similar efficacy and some notable difference for side effects, I could envision reasonable people taking different positions about that. But certainly, I'll offer my comment, which is that certainly darolutamide does have some appeal here, particularly in a disease state of patients who are asymptomatic and where you anticipate a long period of drug exposure. So barring any additional information with longer follow-up to suggest meaningful differences in efficacy, I think darolutamide does become attractive based on its favorable safety profile.